Hello, it's the 12th of September, 2019. Today we have the World reversed and Two of Cups and the Seven of Coins reversed. At odds. I don't know what else to say about these two humans in the center of this picture. Very strange. I could write a bad romance novel, or a good one, around this for sure. These people are so crossed up about what they expect out of each other and the relationship in general, someone is bound to be disappointed. A lot is being assumed here, I think. I assume. In the past position and in the reverse is the last card of the major arcana, number 21, the world. The world can mean many things: wisdom and experience, travel, accomplishment, achievement, dreaming big, living big, freedom, especially to be yourself in the world as you are, as is the naked human blissfully dancing in the sky encircled by a laurel wreath. This is being comfortable in your own skin and at home in the world, proud of what you've accomplished and the life you've created for yourself. A key word for the world card is completion. And that is the word that resonates today. Scorpio, Saturn, the Sun. In the reverse, someone is not seeing the world as it really is, or love as it really is, or anything as it really is. Someone has unfinished business, or someone is basically too lazy or afraid to live their best life and looking for fulfillment in the shape of another human, also known as someone to complete me. It is the laurel wreath around the head of the female of the Two of Cups that draws my eye today, the same wreath that encircles the dancer on the reversed world card. She is on the left facing right, lost in the eyes of a male human on the right facing left, who is lost in her eyes. They both offer gold cups symbolizing love and emotion to each other as everyone and everything else on the card and in the room fades away. While this is arguably the best scene in the movie, it's also usually the most unrealistic. Distracted by her flirty headgear and beautiful eyes, her mess of a past is the farthest thing from his mind. This is a picture of a woman who doesn't feel complete without a man, or because he or she didn't handle things right in the past, needs financial help to finish something, if not someone, to finish her or him. These could very well be two people who feel they complete each other, but there aren't a hell of a lot of good vibes around them for some reason. The Seven of Coins is to the far right and in the future position. In the upright, this is a card of stepping back, pausing, and taking stock before any further investment. Will this pay off? Asks the gardener, taking a break to lean on his hoe and rest as he assesses his ripening crop of gold coins hanging from a money tree. Do I go all in? This card in the reverse says no. But not unkindly, at least not now or in the near future. Saturn in Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo. Someone has no faith in the potential return on the investment in you or you in them. If these two people would open their mouths and talk, I think they would be surprised or not at what each expects or even thinks of the other. Then again, they may very well know. Or somebody is spending all their money on exotic dancers. There's that.